The Saturday Light Brigade, we're here, and I'm happy. We're going to go from reflections of a woman in her 90s to the present, very much the present and the future, as we talk to three folks from Pittsburgh Musical Theater. I'm so happy you're all here. Maya Davis, hello.
Hi.
And we have Brecken Farrell with us. Hey, Brecken.
Hello.
And it's Farrell, am I
yes.
right? Excellent. And then Allie Duncan
yes.
Is here. I want to find out a little bit, if you could just tell me a little bit about the neighborhood you're from, where you are in life, school-wise or professionally. And then what we're going to talk about, what you guys are going to talk about, is the Play Along program at Pittsburgh Musical Theater, which is brand new, relatively new, and it's a really exciting way to get people, younger people involved in theater. And I'll let you kind of introduce yourself better, and I'll start with you, Maya.
Hi, I'm from Greensburg, Pennsylvania. It's a place with a lot of theater, so, you know, coming to Pittsburgh Musical Theater just seemed like the next step for me that made the most sense. I went to Robert Morris. I actually finished December of 2015. I graduated a little bit early and kind of went right into the realm of being a resident actor, resident artist at Pittsburgh Musical Theater.
And that's, I'm trying to remember, it's the Colonial Theater at Robert
yeah,
Morris?
Yeah, at Robert Morris we have Colonial Theater. I started there when I was a freshman in 2012. And I worked, you know, through the program. I did acting, I did tech. And then once I was a junior or a senior, I started doing assisting with Gemma Williamson, who is the stage manager and the production manager at PMT. I started assisting her, and then I kind of just stayed as her right hand.
Is your interest more backstage or not backstage, but more in production than acting?
Well, it's really strange. I personally go through periods of like, it's very like cyclical. So sometimes I want to be an actor and sometimes I want to be a stage manager. When we were doing Saturday Night Fever a few weeks ago, I worked, you know, as on the production side, I was behind the table. And now our professional company is working on Sister Act, and I'm an actor in that. So, you know, sometimes I want to do this, sometimes I want to do that. And it kind of just changes with the weather.
I'll bet. By the way, Sister Act is open, right?
No. We opened the 17th. We are still in rehearsal right now, but that will open fairly soon. So.
And where will that be running?
That will be we're presenting that at the Byam downtown. It runs the 17th through the 26th. The second weekend runs in with Easter, so we are only performing on the Friday and the Saturday.
So Pittsburgh Musicals.
Yes, PittsburghMusicals.com. You can get your tickets there. Or you can call 412-456-6666.
She's good. She's doing this all extemporaneously and making it seem really easy. That's Maya Davis, and we'll talk with her a little bit more in a moment. But Allie, tell me about yourself.
Hi, I'm Allie Duncan. I'm from Bridgeville, Pennsylvania, and I'm a sophomore at South Fayette High School. And I originally was a dancer at Laurie Allen Dance Center, but then I kind of got the theater bug when I saw Aladdin on Broadway. So I decided to start my training at Pittsburgh Musical Theater. And with them, I'm part of their transitions program, which is classes 3 days a week. And I'm involved in a lot of the shows. Like, I was a student assistant choreographer for Saturday Night Fever, which I absolutely loved. And now I'm a part of Sister Act. So yeah, that's pretty much how it's going with me.
How do you, I can't even imagine how you do choreography. Was that your first experience?
Yeah, I was basically shadowing Miss Lisa Elliott, and we were, you know, just kind of, I was sitting with her and I was watching her work her magic on the cast and throwing choreography at them, and then at the same time was taking notes. And then I actually did get to choreograph one number, I did choreograph Night Fever. I did a little line dance, and that was amazing just watching what you created be performed on somebody else. It was...
Yeah, you know, I can't imagine that. Yeah, it's like one thing to, you know, highlight something with a mouse and drag it around. It's another thing to get people to kind of do what you thought of inside of your head. That's great. Do you want to say hello or acknowledge anybody?
Yeah, my parents should be listening, so hello.
And I should have asked you the same question, Maya. Anybody to...
And my mom and my grandma. Hi. I'm not sure if you're listening. But
yeah, they are. Of course they are. If they're not listening now, they're listening on demand later. Let's meet Brecken, and then I'm going to let you two, or you three, talk about the program. But Brecken, tell me about yourself.
I'm Brecken Farrell. I'm 14 years old, and I'm in 8th grade in Knock Middle School. And I came to PMT about 4 years ago now, I would say. And I started as a preteen, and then I went into teens, and now I'm part of the Transitions Program, and here to talk to you today.
Great. When did you know you wanted to get involved in acting?
Well, I started local theater at probably the age of 4 or 5. And then I did that for a while, and then I went to the CLO, and then I went to PMT. So,
okay, so that's a long. You knew early on, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Anybody you'd like to say hello to at all?
Well, if my grandparents are listening, hi, and my parents out in the lobby there.
Great. You, all three of you, have. Are you living in Greensburg?
No, right now I actually live in Moon, because it was closest to Robert Morris, a little bit closer to PMT. But my mother and my grandmother are still in Greensburg, and I'm thinking that that's where I'm going to be again soon. So.
And you mentioned Greensburg having a lot of theater.
Yeah.
So that's a terrific lot of opportunities.
Absolutely.
So Play Along is a new program, and I'm just going to turn it over to the three of you, let you present it and talk about it, and I'm going to kind of catch my breath as you do that. So take it away.
Okay, so Play Along is a new program that us, Pittsburgh Musical Theater, is launching. It's aimed at younger children, ages 1 to 3, and it's basically teaching them different lessons. Like we already did one a few weeks ago, and we were teaching them about colors. And the one that's coming up on March 19th is about farm animals and counting. And it's very it's interactive. So the kids get to come up, and we get to talk to them, and we get to teach them about the different things that we are focusing on in each show. And our last one, which is April 23rd, is basically about bullying and how to be a good person, starting that at a very young age.
Yeah, these were written by our PCP program. That's the pre-college program that we have at Pittsburgh Musical Theater. And myself and my partner, Jennifer Leiberger, we kind of gave them... we gave them instructions, and it was write a show for little kids that teaches a lesson. And, you know, when we started, it was very one lesson at a time, just colors, just animals, just sharing. And as they started to write and we went on, we saw that they were getting way more than just one lesson in per show. So when we started doing this and we started to kind of put them on its feet, we said, you know, this is for kids 1 to 3. This is a chance for them to see, this may be their first experience in theater, their first interactive experience with an actor or a dancer or somebody, and getting up face to face with them. So you got to keep that in mind when you are performing, when you're reading these scripts, when you're writing these scripts, because this is some people's first time seeing this kind of thing.
These shows run in the Gargaro Theater at Pittsburgh Musical Theater in the West End at 12 o'clock noon on February 27th and April 23rd. And for more information, you can go to pittsburghmusicals.com.
So the next one coming up, April 23rd.
It's actually March 19th.
March 19th. So that's next week.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, next week. And it's farm animals. We wanted to make it fun for the audience. The audience really being those little kids. Like I said, age 1 to 3. We want them to yell, scream, tell us their name. You know, we ask them questions. In the first one, like Ali said, it was colors. And we had our main character, Emma. She came into her world and realized that it was black and white. And over the 30 minutes, she met all of the colors of the rainbow. Rachel red, Olivia orange, Jasmine yellow, and helped them color their world. And to get the kids involved, we had crayons. And Emma needed those crayons to help color her world. And then once the show was over, they were able to get those crayons back and take them home with them. So they had something to remember their day with Play Along.
What a good idea. Where do these plays come from? Are you developing them?
They come from the kids. Like I said, they are written by our PCP program. And they, we said, you know, write something for little kids. And this is what they came up with.
Wow.
And it was wonderful.
I missed that. I'm sorry. So that's, I mean, what's the theme of the April one? Is it?
March is farm animals. April is, we're at a soccer game. It's Emma's soccer game. She's on a team. And she has a bad experience with Billy the Ball Hog. It's funny, we have our Emma and our Billy the Ball Hog here with us today. That is the crazy part. Emma is played by Ali Duncan, and Billy the Ball Hog is played by Brecken Farrell. Emma has a little brother named Johnny, who is played by a student, and an Aunt Darla, who is also played by a student.
Do you have to learn some improv skills as you do this?
Yeah, it's definitely a new, you know, look at acting, because you have a set script that has lines, but then that kind of just works as an outline as to how the show goes, because then you add the kids who are, you know, yelling and screaming and telling you things, and you just kind of have to go with it, because it's just playing with them as much as it's the kids playing with us, it's us playing with them. And it definitely opens us up to different ways in improv and how to then steer it back into what it needs to be.
Is it stressful, Brecken? Or maybe it must be very different from having a set script.
Well, it is really different because, you know, the audience is talking to you. And, I mean, it's not really stressful, though. It's very fun to play with the kids, and they're always very happy to be there. And just to teach them life skills and how to act in the real world, it feels good to teach them that through playtime.
Now, you can get involved if you're a parent with young kids or maybe a grandparent. I mean, I think any kids would love this, but it's particularly yeah. developed for ages 1 to 3.
Yeah,
but, you know, if you're 4 or 5 and want to have fun, you
yeah,
can still
absolutely.
Do that.
Yeah, absolutely. This particular program, you know, we advertise it as age 1 to 3, but everybody is welcome. We had one of our Broadway juniors, which PMT's youngest stars, we had one of them sit in, and she loved it. She was very happy. She interacted with the actors very well. It's a great first step. You know, you come in and you watch this and you think, hey, my kid's 3, maybe next year they can be a Broadway junior, and then they can be a preteen, and then they can be a teen, and that's how you become a PMT kid.
or simply a way, too, of establishing the notion of going to plays.
Yes.
And going to theater and clapping and watching and, you know, just enjoying actually going to a play. So you can learn more at PittsburghMusicals.com.
Mm-hmm.
And again, March 19th is the next one, mm-hmm. which is a week from today. What time is that again?
They start at noon in the Gargaro Theater.
Okay, so March 19th at noon. And then there is one April 23rd.
April 23rd, same time, same place, Gargaro Theater at 12 o'clock.
Okay, so animals, and then one
soccer game.
Soccer player.
One farm visit, one soccer game. That's what we have coming up for us.
Well, it sounds like fun. I really appreciate all three of you being here. I know Saturdays are probably really busy days. What will you be practicing or up at PMT later today?
Yeah, we were actually there at 9 o'clock for our acting class, and we actually had to leave early to come talk to you today.
Yes.
And right now we would be dancing, and then we have we're going to get back for our music rep class just in time, and then we will probably put the next play along on its feet.
Well,
yeah.
Great. Well, thank you all.
Thank you for being here.
Maya Davis and Brecken Farrell and Allie Duncan, PittsburghMusicals.com,
yes.
Pittsburgh Musical Theater, the Play Along series, March 19th, April 23rd, just right around the corner. Great opportunities for you and some toddlers, you know, to toddle over into the theater world at the Gargaro Theater will be.
It's located at the lower level of the PMT studios.
Thank you, on the West End.
Yes, in the West End.
Great. Thanks so much to all three of you
for
being
here.
Take care.